Summer and swimming pools, they're perfect for each other. But this summer, some public pools are nothing but empty plaster tubs. The economy has fried city budgets across the country, closing pools in places as hot as Arizona. From member station KJZZ, Peter O'Dowd reports.
This is what summer in Phoenix usually sounds like.
It's hot here. We're sitting under shade at 110 degrees, and there's kids jumping in and playing and splashing and going down slides, having a great time.
Becky Hewlett is the city's head of aquatics. We met at Roadrunner Pool, one of 29 public oases scattered across this sweltering city. Last summer, Roadrunner was closed.
Young lady, please walk on the deck.
The lifeguards' megaphones went silent. Like much of the country, Phoenix is mired in a budget crisis that's trickled all the way down to local pools. Roadrunner has reopened this year, but 8 more city pools are shuttered. Phoenix saved $1.5 million, and next summer, it will again, because another 8 pools will shut down for the season.
When they look through a pool fence and they see that that pool's not filled with water, it's really difficult to watch and to explain to them, I'm sorry, your pool's not open this year.
So losing the neighborhood pool is a big deal. Jennifer Baca says she and her 2 kids have been loyal to this pool for years. Without it, Baca says last summer was missing something.
They get bored. They didn't have anything else to do, really, so we just stay home a lot. Swim in a little pool at home, but nothing like this.
And it's not just Phoenix. The aquatics manager in Tucson is Billy Sassy. This summer, he says a kid in that city needs a dollar to swim when a quarter used to get him in the door.
I have a drawer full of quarters here, and, you know, when we have somebody who comes in and they can't pay, we just throw it in, and I know we'd rather have them at the pool than we would on the street.
Sassy says a million-dollar budget gap has emptied 17 of 27 Tucson pools, and the ones that stayed open are now packed. Kids in New York City barely avoided closures this summer, and next year, Sacramento will drain more than half of its pools. Then there's Cincinnati. At the end of last season, the city notified its residents that 10 pools would remain dry in 2010. That did not go over well with community leader Jim Bashaw.
We raised $12,000 for our pool.
A modest amount, really.
It is.
But enough to keep the suburban Winton Gardens pool open for another summer. Bashaw says the pool is the center of a neighborhood that has no post office, no library.
This being one of the biggest assets in our community, no one wants to see it go. Because once you lose that, then people begin to wonder, why would you come here?
So Bashaw made the rounds at churches and local businesses and raised the money in less than a month. Citywide, this happened over and over again. Even the inmates of a local prison chipped in. One local attorney led the effort to raise nearly $250,000 to reopen 4 other Cincinnati pools. His name is Stan Chesley, and he told me that swimming is a rite of summer for a child. And when you stand on the pool deck in Cincinnati or in Phoenix and watch a kid smile as she forms a perfect cannonball, well, it's hard to disagree. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.